high school graduation season right now. We've got a graduate here, Melissa Caprillion, who's our county board supervisor for District
4.
Four.
You should have saw his rapid finger movement.
I never get that right.
I thought it was sign language for a moment.
You've had a exchange student at your house all this season.
I did.
And now it's all over. You feel sad that baby's graduating.
It's hard because it's not only is he graduating, so that's definitely a moment of celebration, but he'll be going back home to Belgium. And so what gives me a little bit of, I think I can suppress some of the sorrow a little bit, is that I'm hoping in August to go and visit and check out his homeland, so...
Oh, little tears.
Oh, it's, yeah.
I don't think my family cried when I graduated.
No.
I think their thing was, good, he's getting out now. This is it. We got to push him out of the house. Dimitri, you're the graduate.
Yeah, finally. Yeah.
You spent 1 year, you graduated. Was it, what high school in Kenosha?
So I went to Harborside Academy. So
okay.
For 1 year, it was really not like I really wanted to experience an American high school with at a big school, but Harborside was really the opposite. It was a fun experiment, but I think I would be better in a bigger high school. But really,
How many people in your graduating class?
So 90 people.
How much?
90.
90?
So it's similar for the viewers who aren't familiar with Kenosha's Harborside. It's like Walden here in Racine. So it's you have to get in there through a lottery system. So it's a bit of a smaller school, more of an alternative, but they have a little bit of a different structure to it, which is appealing to me. That's where my son goes. But my son is in the sixth grade.
Yeah, how many people were in my graduating class? 970.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, it's really...
In the high school, we had over 4,000 students.
Wow.
I know, that's a lot.
That is quite a bit.
970. My yearbook's about yay thick.
And I'm sure you still have it.
Yeah, it's mine.
I have it, and I didn't know most of the people there. Here's a little tidbit story. The girl I wound up marrying, it's not my current wife, my first wife, I went to high school with her and her twin sister. For 4 years, I never saw her in the high school. Just, you didn't see a lot of people. You got 4,000 people in a school, you don't see them. So I never saw her. When I met her, I said, would you go to high school? She goes, burner. I said, really? Because that's where I went. All right, so Dimitri, you graduated when?
So I graduated, I think, 1 week ago.
Come on. Okay, and you already have a job.
Well, I do put him to work now. He has a lot more free time for me to put him to work. Now, realize he was in many sports, Don. So it
kept
him
occupied. Yeah, you won a lot of sports.
Yeah, I did 4 sports during my year and abroad. And really, I really enjoy it. And to be able to do sports, even for free, like golf, because it's very expensive sports back at home. And to be able to do it for free, it's really so great. I really had fun and... To have this competition with some high schooler is really amazing. Yeah.
Is this like putt-putt golf or real golf?
Real golf.
No, it's real golf.
It's not mini golf.
I got the windmill hole down to us, so I can get that ball right through the windmill. Okay, so where's your home, by the way?
So my home, it's back in Belgium. So in
what's Brussels. The name of the town?
So we live in, you're never going to be able to pronounce it, Ytre. I don't know.
Was that the name?
Yeah.
Spell it for us, Dimitri. Spell it. So
Ittre.
It's in Belgium. That's all we have to know. What big city is it near? In
so we have Brussels. That's not far from it.
And Brussels, yeah. We know it's Brussels.
Antwerp. For you, it's not far because for us, it's too far. It's like 2 hours from us. But in 2 hours, we change country.
Here, well, I don't have a jetpack to fly anywhere, so it's 2 hours for me, too.
Yeah.
Now, this man who is sitting next to you, smiling with joy and being so proud of you, is who now? Is that your dad?
Yeah, it's my father, yeah,
okay.
From Belgium.
Philip.
Hello, Don.
But your name is really Felipe, right?
No, it's Philip.
Philip.
Felipe is more in
where do they get
way.
This misinformation from?
It came in your head overnight.
I don't care. You can call me anything, you know.
Now, you've been to America before, right?
Yes, a couple of times, because to tell you the truth, his godfather is an American. So.
Oh, really?
And yes, I met him years ago in Brazil, back in Brazil. And then we stayed in contact. And since then, we're still in contact with his godfather. And I visited him a lot of time.
Now, here's something I never understood. You talk to most people in America, United States, they talk one language. And they don't do that well either, English. But you speak to people in Europe, and they always speak multiple languages. I mean, I took 6 years of Spanish. All I know is albondigas' meatballs.
Oh, my goodness.
2 years in college, 4 years in high school. Albondigas. That's the only word I can remember
in
Spanish.
Wow, that'll get you far.
Yeah, if I'm in an Italian restaurant, yeah. Right. That's owned by Spaniards.
But, Tom, the reason may be because America is huge, a huge country with the same language, English.
But you probably, you think in English, don't you?
Not really, no. I don't know in what language I'm thinking, but.
Yeah, Belgium is French, right?
French, Dutch, and German.
Oh, my goodness. You know all those languages?
Yes, I do for my job. I need them. But not everyone do know all these languages, but yes, I have to.
How do people know that?
It's impressive, isn't it? But they say people that are multilingual have quick recall of information, and how they process things is a little faster and more impressive.
I was impressed when the Pope said, I speak 15 languages. 15 languages? I can't even remember the names of 15 languages. And he speaks 15. I don't know how you keep this in your head. Uh-huh. And again, a lot of people in this country, their English is poor. So, well, this is very interesting. So now you got a high school graduate in your family. Do you have any brothers or sisters?
I got a sister back at home and a little brother here, an old brother with Melissa. So yeah, it's really fun. I never had a brother, so to experience that and to
a 12-year-old, mind you. So.
Oh, the next year is the really bad age, 13.
Yeah, it's
funny. That's not a good age.
Sometimes the fight between each other is just like brotherhood. So really, we had so much fun and now it's like my brother. I consider like my brother, and so yeah, I think it's gonna be for life, and I will never forget them, and that's amazing. Yeah.
Okay, so after you goof off for the summer, in the fall, what do you plan to do?
It's really, I don't know. I still need to see. Maybe accountant. I will see. Really,
you want to go to college or no?
I'm thinking of it. Yeah, but it's still. I don't know.
Realize, Don, their education system is definitely of higher standard and a lot more rigorous than what we're accustomed to here. So I think he's enjoyed. This is actually more of a gap year for him here. He has already respectfully graduated from Belgium already. And then he decided to do high school and hold another year again.
This is your second graduation.
So yeah, here I came just for English, to learn English. So really when I got graduated the second time, I really didn't care.
I don't mean to embarrass you or anything here, but did that French accent really work you with the women, the girls in high school?
Yeah, it worked, but not for me, really. People loved it, but I really hated it. I was like, I need to get off of that, because every time I was just saying hello, everyone was like, are you from here? I'm like, I just with a hello.
Yeah, I'm from the south side of Kenosha. That's where the accent comes from.
Charming, isn't it? But he wanted to lose his French accent, but everybody was so drawn to him. And I'm young and old, so it wasn't just the girls where you were driving at, Don. We try not to think of that.
And we both have the curly hair going for us. Yeah. You know, in high school, they always, in school, they always go, hey, Curly Top, come here, Curly Top. You know, made fun of me. I saw our high school reunion pictures. Most of those guys don't have hair anymore.
Yeah.
So who's got the last laugh?
Oh,
huh?
There you go.
Well, this is good. So an accountant, maybe? You want to deal with money? You want to embezzle? Yeah. Or what's going on?
Why not?
Why not?
Are we going to learn to do that? I don't know.
Yeah, because in Belgium, when you study, there are studies that it's really long and really hard to make money. And accountants is really more... you're sure to find a job and to make money really fast. So I don't know. I'm still figuring it out. But yeah, I think it's a way to see for the moment. Yeah.
Don, young and old, we're always still trying to figure things out. So
my mother used to tell me, she said, this is what you want to do for a living? Do the disc jockey? This is what you're going to do? My mother lived till 92. She passed away a couple of years ago. She was still saying, are you sure this is what you want to do? I said, yeah, this is the end of the line. This is what we're doing here. She said, but your brother's a doctor, and No, she never pushed me, but she used to say that to me. This is it. This is the plan.
Well, we're grateful that it's your plan. You keep it lively here on the radio. Years.
Good voice.
But I started cleaning toilet bowls. Okay. And she said, this is what you... I said, no, I'm planning to graduate from toilet bowls to something else eventually. So you got your high school diploma?
Yeah.
Where is it?
Officially.
You didn't bring it with you?
Yeah, I didn't bring it. But
I needed proof.
Oh, okay. He was a good student.
No,
so.
Really, yeah.
Yeah,
it wasn't hard
honors.
To be a good student.
You know what my high school diploma is? I tell this story a lot. It's in a landfill somewhere. My mother, when she was moving from New York to Florida, was cleaning out the house. Just throwing everything out. She threw out my Beatles ticket stubs. She threw out my high school diploma. And when I said to her, how can you do that? She goes, if it was important to you, you would have taken it with you.
That's such a good
Thanks,
point.
Thanks, Mom. Remember, I'm the one picking out the home for you.
So
be very careful. Well, this is just great. I saw you when you first came here were starting school.
That's right.
And so what did you learn about going to school in America? How different is it from Belgium?
It's really like there is a lot of differences and the level. Most of the time we don't study a lot. We don't have to study so much. It's like really relaxed and they don't try to put pressure on you and they really care about you.
So that's... which school did you go to? Not my high school.
It is a lot different just from looking at my oldest is 31 and the education and how it's laid out now compared to what my 12-year-old is going through. And Dimitri had mentioned early on some of the curriculum that they were working with is curriculum he did when he was in the middle school. Mm. So a lot younger and their tests are usually longhand. It's not multiple choice and they're always having to study. So that's more of the Belgium education system compared to our education system.
Wow. You know, I was not a good student. I didn't study a lot. I got so grades. Somehow I wound up in the National Honor Society. My mother couldn't figure it out either. She even said, you sure Donald is the, you sure you woman, you sure you got the right son? And she goes, yes, you do. So I was just never a good student, but you sound like you were a great student. I saw the pictures of you, all the sports and everything.
Yeah.
I mean, Melissa just post everything. Now, what happened this past week? This was like a special, because I saw these photos on Facebook. You even set up a whole Facebook page.
Yes, because it's his farewell celebration for graduation. So we're all the people, being that his dad's in town, Dimitri just wants to show him as much as he can in this time. So why not have a celebration? And, you know, we got to keep that positivity up so I don't crash with sadness. So, but you know what's fascinating, Don? I think of as a mother with my child, leaving my house and just being hours away is so hard for me. I couldn't imagine with Philip having his son not knowing what Wisconsin looks like or where it's like here in America and what family he's going to be with. What are their rituals? So, you know, I often think about that and I think I bond over that compassion that he must, have for his son. And
let me ask you something, Philip.
Yes,
did you have a great year when having your son here? The nest is now empty. We can do what we want. Finally, we got him out of here. We hoodwinked somebody in America to take him for a year.
I eventually started partying, you know. No, to tell you the truth, I was really scared and I feared to lose my son like that, to make the big step to go to America, especially not knowing to whom he was going to. And I had Melissa on the phone several times, but... I'm so grateful to Melissa. She was even more than a mother for him.
She took care of him.
She took more than care of him. And with Kate, his half brother, it's amazing. I was relieved and sad at the same time because he was away. But I really was relieved knowing that he was with Melissa, who was a great lady.
I picture the plane taking off with him as he went to America. And as he went into the cloud, you said, he's gone. Let's go. We can't see him. He's out of here. Let's go. Start the partying.
Unfortunately, it wasn't that.
I know. Well, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Definitely. A lot of people don't get this opportunity.
No.
I mean, I traveled over to Israel once and the Netherlands because we had a relative in the Netherlands, and I couldn't speak the language, and I was just... You know, people were staring at me because I'd stare back at them after they talked to me. I know what you're saying. And Americans seem to think if you speak slowly enough, they'll understand you, which is just wrong thinking because it doesn't work like that. Well, I thank you for coming in. I wanted to meet you.
Thank you.
I wanted to meet the dad of this bright young man who's got a great future ahead of him. And I got to say something to you. Turn that mic around a second here.
Here.
Big good. Behave yourself.
There'll be no problem.
Make us all proud. I know you're going to do that. I know you're going to make everybody proud.
Yeah, not really.
And I want to hear updates. You're going to get updates?
Oh, goodness. Mm. Yeah. He's not getting away.
We're going to hear updates. If you ever come back again, this room right here, okay? We want an update on you. You got a girl waiting for you back in Belgium?
Oh, Dan, the pressure.
No. It would be too long.
Inquiring minds want to know.
We've got the parents who are like.
Well, I didn't say he's doing anything wrong. I just said you have a girl waiting for you.
No, it's too long. 1 year, who would wait
but
1 year?
Yeah, you know? What woman should wait around? Yeah.
I don't know.
No. But you know what is a good plug? This was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for many students that come through the foreign exchange program. This is the time they're recruiting. So if any listeners want to partake in foreign exchange programs, the one that Dimitri comes from is the Nacelle Open Door, NACEL. But there's other ones. I think the Rotary Club has it. I know that the Racine Sister City tends to try to place some students for a short period of time. And AFS, American Field Studies Services. So there is some great opportunity. I probably won't be doing it for the next year, but I'm looking into the foster care system, so the viewers, if they want to tune in to the county board on July 9th, if that's a Tuesday, or July 8th, whatever the Tuesday is around there, at 6:30, we're going to have a presentation for Racine County's foster care system. So they're looking for foster parents, and also families that would provide respite for those who are housing some of the foster kids.
Well, I'm glad you're doing this because I don't have time. I'm watching Dateline reruns. I don't have time. True crime reruns.
Well, thanks for giving us the platform, stage to highlight it.
Well, you know, you're always welcome here.
Oh, thank you.
Just show up at the door. I'll let you in.
Oh, sure. Yeah, right. You just talk to me out there. He's got this speaker system now. So, yeah.
Philip, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I'm very glad I got to meet you. Dimitri, you're gonna make everybody proud. I know you will.
Today's done.
I know you will. Thank you, guys.